It's a microphone.
Is that a microphone? Okay.
Yeah. Can you get that mic in front of that guy's face?
Oh, there's a microphone right here?
Yeah. No.
That's about the reach that it goes, sir.
Good to know.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? You're listening. Yeah, it's just hey, what's up? You're listening to... Is this
Don't laugh at me.
Is this mustache? I feel like this. Okay, this mustache is really screwing me up.
That mustache is awesome. Very slimming.
It's like, okay, so I got it out of the quarter machine, and it's like the hair is just like. But I did get some for the intern and for you.
Sweet. Dibs. I have one. I kind of have a real one.
Gary, you have a mustache.
Kinda.
Here you go.
Who said I'm gonna put it on my mouth, though?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay, so are we live?
We are.
Yeah, I know.
At 27.
Mm-hmm. What?
Hey, what's up? Why? Now that I have a mustache, that's how we talk.
I can't get this mustache on one hand.
Here, I can,
The struggle is real.
We'll just do that.
So the topic today, fake mustaches.
Fake mustaches!
And blindfolded people.
Yeah.
I'm taking blind date to a whole new level. So, I want to know how I look, though. You guys.
I wish I could tell you right now, but I can't.
You guys!
Blindfolded and all, you know?
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm single. So, what's up? Hey, want a mustache ride?
So, can you say that on the radio?
I did. So,
is it a colorful mustache?
All right, so here we have intern Rachel. We have boy. We have Gary. Ooh. And we have girl. Oh, Gary, where's your mustache? What's up with your mustache?
This is my hairline.
Okay, this looks weird. Why is it? Okay, it's fine. And then here's girl. And we're here to do a blind date episode. So here you go, intern Rachel.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Live at 27. I am your host, Katie G. And please welcome our guests, No Name, Gary, No Name, and intern Rachel.
Why don't I get a cool DJ name?
Do you want one?
I'll figure one later. It can't be the depression.
Since I can't say my name, can I be DJ Mystery Box?
This is DJ.
That is so suggestive.
Oh my god.
Hey, that's just you. I'm the one with no name.
You are a girl with no name. That's
girl
you.
With no name. Girl I feel like that's name. Way worse.
Yes, girl with no name. Girl with no name. Thank you. And we're done with that. DJ Mystery Box. When I do that, the mustache does weird things.
I can picture it.
Oh god, gosh, I'm getting my mustache hairs all over this microphone.
I've had that problem before.
I'm going to keep it on for a minute. I assume when I take it off, all my makeup's going to come off.
Fun.
I might just keep it on the whole time. I'm not 100% sure yet. So, check it, guys. Here we are. We're doing a blind date episode. I'm super excited. These people don't know who each other is. They've been blindfolded. They came at separate times, so we're here, and we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. You guys, basically what's going on here is it's a blind date, but we will be asking them questions. So their date has nothing to do with them. It's mainly for our entertainment. But for the record, I do think that these two would totally hit it off. So there are some benefits to this. I am wearing a mustache because... I have to give you an update on my dating life, as I do every week, and here's the thing. It's going to be more of like a serious quick talk, and I hate being serious, so that's why I got us mustaches, to make light of the serious talk.
You're serious right now?
Yeah, this is me like being super serious. So I did supply alcohol for people also today, because this is just like a really weird situation, so we're just trying to make the light of everything, man.
It's not weird unless you make it weird.
I make everything weird. So,
you do.
Really, boy?
Really, Mr. Blindfold?
Am I wrong?
He can't even see the mustache.
All right, so check it. For the people,
literally just awkward.
For the people listening on the radio, thank you so much for listening on the radio. I really appreciate that. I love that people tune into the radio because cool things happen on the radio, like sound effects and stuff like that that you're not able to hear if you're doing the Facebook Live. But I also appreciate the Facebook Live because you get to see my mustache, and that's why we do these things. So, with that being said, update on my dating life. I have none. I am taking a hiatus from men from the year, 2019. So, January 1st, midnight.
Come find me.
2020.
Open for business.
I am open for business. And you just take with that what you will. So I did learn something through these trying times in the past 27 shows. Blind date. So basically I figured out that I don't have to have people like me. What? I did not know that.
That's new.
Yeah. I thought that everyone needed to like me.
Oh, you have to love yourself first.
I do love myself.
That was some great words of wisdom. Yes. I enjoyed that.
It's heartfelt.
I love the crap out of myself.
I love me so much.
Oh, I do. I loved myself before I showed up. Wink.
Oof. I washed my lovemaking thing before I came.
Nice. Like dishwasher?
No, like I washed it with, like, it's just like you just wash it with like hot water and then like unscented soap.
Oh, yeah, like your Dawn dish dildo.
Keep Voldemort clean?
Yeah. Thank you for remembering my dildo's name.
I got you.
I just like, it just.
What's its name?
Voldemort.
Because it doesn't have a nose.
Good.
I'm gonna do this.
I disagree. That's not what I heard in my head. Oh. There you go. That's
a little more. See, you guys don't know what's going on.
I do.
I'm lost. Yeah. So, hey, at least you're not wearing fake mustaches.
No, I'm just blindfolded.
So, what?
I don't want a mustache.
It looks good. Well, you're going to get a mustache ride after this.
Wow. Suggestive.
Like, aggressive.
Like you're going to ride the mustache.
Whose mustache?
I'm a little intrigued.
I'm going to
put this on my butt. No.
I mean, I don't have a mustache, so...
It'd be great if it was yours, like right there.
Did you guys do the clapping?
I did.
Okay. I'm not.
There's clapping. Depression.
Is your
mic? The world star.
I can't hear anything.
Here.
Turn her volume up.
I don't want to turn it up. Here, I'll show you. give me your hand here. Here, miss.
Alright, so here's the thing.
And there's a knob right there.
I'm gonna go ahead and get my serious dating talk out of the way super quick so we can get to the fun stuff. Better? I can't let these kids be blindfolded the whole time. So
got it?
It's a little loud.
A little loud?
Okay, well that's why you adjust it to your
She can't see.
I'm gonna like frighten.
I will, but maybe later. Not right at the moment.
Maybe? Only maybe.
I will mustache you. What? Okay,
mustache you a question.
Here's your alcohol beverage. Right
yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. Basically, I just decided that you don't have to have people like you. You don't have to be friends with people. And the harsh realization you have to come to sometimes is just they don't like you.
Yeah.
And so once you realize that they just like don't like you, you can actually make a lot better decisions for yourself, like this.
So, seeing as you're going serious, can I tell a part of my love life then?
Yeah.
It'll take literally 2 minutes.
Yep, you can do serious and then we'll get to the kids.
I had to sell a camera in Burgess Falls over the week, and I went into the bathroom and at Walmart, and I was using the bathroom, and I swear to God, I locked that bathroom door, and a dude walked in, and he saw everything.
Did you do him?
My first reaction was to just be like, I'm sorry. And he closed the door. He's like, whoa. And it was, the worst part is that it was the handicap stall, so I had to get up to lock it, which was just super awkward. And I called my wife to tell her about it, and she laughed at me for 20 minutes. Solid. She cried.
Yeah, your love life totally blows,
she's a wonderful woman.
That was amazing. The fact that she was willing to laugh at me for that, my love life does not blow. It is fantastic.
I know, that it was sarcasm.
The mustache makes everything serious.
That's so true. I'm so serious. So anyways, that's the update on my dating life. From here on out, there won't be any updates on my dating life because I quit. Now, with that being said, I need to turn that off quick. Wait, no, isn't it off?
I said that and then you put blindfolds on me.
I don't know what's happening. Is anything playing right now?
I don't hear anything.
Alright, so hey guys, we're here and we're going to do our blind date. So... any questions you'd like to ask these guys, go for it. I will go ahead and start, and we're just all going to go ahead and ask these guys some questions so they can decide if they're in love or not.
that is a very strong word.
Yes, a little
will,
hard.
You will,
are you guys in like
you will take the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
If so, audience, if you ask a question, Inti and Rachel will ask them for you. So okay. You'll just take the microphone when someone asks. Go ahead and jump in at any time. So I will go ahead and start. Why don't we go ahead and, boy, why don't you tell me your age?
27.
All right, girl, tell me your age.
27.
I can't hear you.
Whoa. Hi, I'm 27. Bonjour.
So they're both 27, and my show's called Live at 27, and if you think I had anything to do with that, I did. Thank you. Very clever. So I would like to know what is your definition of a perfect Saturday night. Also, do not give any descriptive details about yourself that can give your identity away. Boy, go.
I don't know, but I'm not prepared. I guess, like, I don't know, going out, hanging out, enjoying going to a concert, I guess, would be a good one.
So you like concerts? You
yes.
like to do the concert thing on a Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. Girl, go ahead and answer.
My perfect Saturday would probably be just, like, going downtown, getting a Jameson, running into people that I know. Like, I never like to plan things.
Yeah.
I like to kind of just run into the people that I'm meant to run into. And then I'd probably end up always... at the aquarium, at a concert, drinking more Jameson.
Jameson is life, by the way.
And then I just end up leaving with my babes, because, yeah.
Which is not me.
Babes are
that's
fun.
Me. That's me.
Yeah, it's not me, because she
yeah,
doesn't
you don't
like
come find
out.
Me. You haven't found me.
I keep finding you, and by that point, you're too far gone. And I'm like, we'll meet up another time.
Come
for
find me.
Movie.
That's what I say. Babes, come find me.
So then my next question would be, boy.
Yeah.
What is your go-to pooping song?
Ooh.
What's, like, the song you love to just take a poop to?
Do you listen to music?
I don't listen to music.
Just in general? You just don't listen
no,
to music?
Well, no, like when I'm taking a deuce.
You have to pick one. If you could have...
Probably Extinction by Dearly Departed.
Yeah, I've heard about that band. They're fine, I guess. So, how about you, girl? If you had to listen to a song while pooping, what would it be?
How long are you pooping for? My God.
I don't poop.
Anywhere from 2 to 27 minutes.
Minimum 27.
Another pun mm-hmm. on the 27. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like.
What about like?
You know what? I know.
Baby Shark.
What about, like, Shitting on Him by Nicki Minaj?
Dude, if I heard
Shitting on
Him, I'd be out so fast.
There we go.
I don't think you can say the S word.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Did I say it?
No, you're good.
Just for the record, you can't swear on the video.
Yeah.
The end. Anyways, just pick a song of you that you'd like to possibly poop.
Baby Shark.
Deuce, baby shark, depression.
I'm gonna actually, I never had one, but that'll be it now.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like 38 minutes of uninterrupted.
It's a really good question.
Yeah, I'm not very good at.
I'm just
taking a moment
to appreciate music.
So peaceful.
Love.
Oof.
Next question. If you were a cat, what would your meow sound like?
You first, sir.
Why?
Give me your best kitty meow.
There's reasons to my madness.
I know for a fact that you love cats.
Meow.
That is a very...
pathetic.
No, someone let that kitty in.
And I'm trying to let it right back out.
This is an indoor-only cat.
Run into the highway. I'm fine.
Poor cat, don't own me, please.
Girl, tell me your cat meow if you had one.
Well, there's like the...
No, I just went...
Meow.
Meow?
Meow.
It's a Gary from SpongeBob.
I like that. Did your mustache not stain on okay?
It's not.
It?
You guys are making me laugh too hard.
She likes to play with it sometimes.
And it keeps falling off.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Alright. Next question. I just want to know real quick, out of the few questions that we've asked so far, are you guys in love yet?
No. Oh, that is such... Why that word?
Yeah,
are
why,
you guys
why
in,
love?
Are you guys in lust yet?
Ooh. Oof. I am, yes.
Next question. If you had a movie call, what would it be?
Wait, that was me, sorry.
That was scary. Would you like to hear my mating call?
Hey, yo, boy, where that at?
Okay, my mustache is totally falling off. Gary's right, by the way. Gary is right. That is my mating call, unfortunately.
Kind of mine, too.
It doesn't...
Damn it, Gary.
It doesn't super work. Do I have to remind you guys we're on the radio?
I think you can say damn.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
You can't say the predecessor.
Yeah, you can say damn. Yeah. And you can say douche.
Oh.
And you can say...
Douche canoe?
Bitch.
Oh, I like the drawn out. Why are you making eye contact with me while you say that?
Because there's no one else to make eye contact with right now.
I feel like my pickup line would be like, how you doing?
That's but
no,
it's your mating
no,
call.
I'm mating call.
Mating call.
Okay,
mating
this
call.
Is my mating call, okay?
Oh God!
When did Seth Rogen get here?
I just want to know if you want to have sex now.
I'm very moist, but I think it's just because I'm overweight.
God, that was a call.
That's a lot going on.
It's amazing.
Is there ever not? Thank you. Maybe we've drank too much for this. So much hair in my mouth from the mustache. I mean, from this fake mustache. Okay.
Oh gosh, this is terrible. I want to see this mustache.
Well,
same.
It's off now because
what?
I don't know. I think I.
She laughed it off.
Yeah, I laughed it off. So, anyways, mating calls go. Boy.
No.
Ah!
Accurate.
Really?
Complete panic.
Yeah.
We're about to do what?
She's so pretty.
I'm speechless.
Can you hear me?
It worked. It worked.
She's wet.
You can't say that on the radio.
I don't think you can. I'm sorry. I really don't think you can. I don't think you can say half the things. But anyways, mating call, go.
Like,
ooh.
Ooh. Why didn't you use that for your cat sound?
It goes both ways.
That's what she said.
The pigeon, Maria, the pigeon.
Oh. All right. Next question.
Intern.
Intern,
lovely.
Intern, is anyone asking questions on the Facebook Live?
No.
Wow, so no one's interested in what's going on.
Let's get some questions rolling.
Yeah, I'm a little upset right now.
I was going to say, like, what's going on, guys?
You guys can post it straight to me, too.
I didn't even know.
Do we not have anyone interested in what's going on?
How can you not be after those mating calls?
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently,
we did have Chelsea say that she heard you were wearing a mustache, so she came on to your live just to see the mustache.
Oh, sorry, hold on.
I didn't
hold
even
on.
Know I was going to be on live until
it's... This is what it is. Hello. I must ask you a question. And that's all I got. Mustache rides later, though. I'm going to take it off for now so it stays on later. So, like, no one cares enough to ask us questions?
No one wants to know.
No one wants to know what...
Where people don't believe in truth anymore.
We're 27. We're lost.
We have Leanna asking. Leanne, thank you. Leanne Vieira.
That is my mom.
Ooh, hi,
mom.
Leanne.
The most so supportive person ever.
The
What's up, Katie's mom?
Human in the world.
I wish I had mom like
hey,
that.
Hey, real quick, everyone take a break and say something nice about my mom right now.
She's a lovely lady.
I bet your hair is fire.
You have strong genes because your daughter's hot.
Ooh, that.
What's up, mom? You're hot.
She got it from her mama.
I got it from my mom.
Oh my God, I listened to that song the other day.
Leanne would like to know, do you want to have kids?
Me?
Whoa. Well, you both have an answer, so boy, go.
I mean, maybe at some point. I guess it would just all depend on where I'm at.
All right, girls, go. You can always leave it to mom to start some stuff.
Give me grandbabies.
I mean, I have, nieces and nephews, and I think they're pretty chill. But when it comes down to kids, I feel like I want to be prepared, and I want it just to be, like, a push things. So, like, yes, someday, but it has to be the right time.
Very cool.
I think the right time is 62.
Well, it's like I want to be able to, like, go on adventures and, like, explore life and make memories and then have kids.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right, intern Rachel.
We have Devin Jason asking, what is your favorite radio show?
Okay, guys, you already know how to answer this, so go for it, boys.
95.9, what else do I listen to?
That's not a radio show, that's a station.
That's not a radio show.
Well, you know.
Let me give you a hint.
Live at 27. The host
has orange hair.
I was gonna say, Live at 27, otherwise my SoundCloud.
100%. I love it. Solid. All right. So I really appreciate those questions, but I kind of wanted something more. So
something funny.
Yeah. Something like funny and inappropriate. So I guess that's just me. Am I literally the only funny, inappropriate person on the planet? Go for it.
No, we have another funny and inappropriate gentleman.
Okay, but hey, intern Rachel, since you're interning, I need you to remember the rules of radio.
Okay.
No swearing.
I will not
so
swear.
So if they are swearing, you have to read it in a not swear way.
Understood.
Got it. Go.
Let's see. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
What is your non... Or what is your favorite non-pornographic magazine to...
to
pleasure oneself.
To pleasure oneself. So you're not... The non-pornographic magazine to pleasure yourself to.
Self-love.
Self-love. Can you put the microphone in boy's face? Thank you.
Means I have to, like, remember the last magazine I read.
It's Sam.
It's definitely one that I touched myself
to. I think Better Homes is really good.
Probably. Ooh, Better Homes is great.
Yeah.
Go on, girl.
I'd probably say, Better Homes. Or Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated is pretty good. I like to,
I like some of their suits. Just mostly because I like suits.
Okay.
I want to buy some more, because...
Are we talking swimsuits or actual suits? What are you saying?
I mean, I'm on board for both. I mean, same. Nothing better than a dapper with a man.
Right? Suit on a man is like lingerie on a woman.
I think I'm just, kinda, like, really into paper. And so it's not really about the magazine.
It's about the texture.
It's the texture of the
it's
paper.
The tactile feedback.
It depends on how...
What weight is this magazine?
Oh, that is a good 25-weight paper.
Yes.
It's glossy.
I prefer a satin.
Satin?
So,
and you know, some people do.
I like more of like a gloss finish.
I prefer sandpaper.
Like 80 grit? Real good time.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions from the Facebook Live, or I'm going to continue with what I'm doing, which is going to get nasty.
How do I move you without making you squeak?
No, it's going to squeak.
You're going to squeak.
Okay. Yeah. Be aggressive. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We have a few.
Yeah, go for it.
We have favorite position to pleasure each other in.
What? Okay. Oh. I'm sorry. Are you saying sex?
Yes. Can I say sex?
I don't know.
Okay. You can't say the other word used for sex.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Keep it health class.
What's your favorite position for the...
Fornication.
Girl.
Whoa.
You don't have to know.
Like
jackhammer.
I like to do the dead fish. What?
Is that just where you flop around for a while?
That's horrible for that person.
Who's the other person?
I've heard about this.
Here's the thing. There is no other person. It's just me and Voldemort.
Just dead fish.
Voldemort. Is his name Voldemort?
I hold it with my feet.
That's a good play on words.
What?
I've had one. Thank you.
Same.
Anyways, answer, girl.
I would say backwards cowgirl, or
there's actually a thing called reverse cowgirl.
Mm. Oh, okay, reverse. Whatever you want to call it.
But either way, you're.
I'm not gonna Google
either
it.
Either way, you're. She's face and feet.
She's in the feet.
Dude,
are you in the feet?
I stare at my ass. I like to make.
I don't know if you can say that.
I think you can.
Okay, yeah. Guys, we're on the radio. Yeah. Just refrain from any swear words.
It's not
actually
a swear words.
Like, no, just say but.
Yeah,
but.
Just in the most
just
adorable,
say but.
Censored way possible.
The most adorable censored way.
I like when he looks at my behind.
Thank you.
My tuchus.
That's what I'm asking.
Tuchus.
Otherwise, I guess Lotus.
Whoa.
Is that when you like? Wow. Is that when you like do a guy and then eat his head off?
No, that's mantis. That's
mantis. What's a lotus?
Good call.
Yeah, what's a lotus?
I'm intrigued.
Is like, okay.
Now remember, we're on the radio, so you can't be super descriptive, but just like tell me, like, are you eating someone's face or not?
No, it's like
are you eating a body part or not?
There's some good questions.
It's like they're kind of like on their knees, and then you're kind of like sitting with your legs like kind of over them. Like, I don't know how to explain
you,
it.
You kind of sit on each other.
And then like so my feet are up.
He knows.
Yeah, you got it. And my feet are here. Then I'm like holding you right here so that like, we're facing each other.
Yeah.
Why am I taking pictures of
it's quite intimate.
Okay. There's a reason I've never done that. I don't know what intimacy is. So.
There's a reason why I've never done that, and it's McDonald's 100%.
Burger King fries are butter.
Butter? What?
Burger King fries are better.
Are
okay,
butter?
Intern Rachel! The boy is beating himself up with the microphone.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Just, like, remember he's blind.
Well, take it easy. Take it easy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. You just take a bite and, like, tilt your head up and let it slide down your throat hole.
Yeah, just like, so swallow
it. And that's how you eat, what is it?
Popeye's chicken.
No, I was going to say, I can't even remember. Scallops?
Or no, you guys. No.
Shelled
quoting,
oysters. There
I'm
we go.
Quoting Little Nicky.
Oh, okay. Okay, so.
All right, whatever. Boy, answer. What's your favorite position? That's not intimate because I don't know what that means.
She's making nasty.
What is love? I don't know. Oh,
can I like?
I'm sorry, man. I didn't even do that.
I just got it right in the forehead,
and I got it on. The video.
Oh no.
Amazing.
I'm sorry. I've had a lot. So, just what's
amazing.
We have other questions.
I mean, like doggy style is obviously pretty hot, but I mean, it
what kind of dog?
Shih Tzu. You can't say that on the radio because it's dog breed.
Jesus.
Pit bull.
But like,
Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know.
Do it.
I feel like I'm gonna get hit.
Whatever it's not. No, I'm not gonna
get
hit.
Again?
Yeah.
It was a problem.
Don't act up. Don't get hit.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm not going to hit you ever. I never did. It was someone else.
I don't believe you.
My favorite is where you keep trying to stop looking at you.
Same. Yeah. Absolutely same. My favorite's trying to get my roommate out of the closet.
Oh, wait.
Jesse.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the idea of this.
Jesse, quick shout out to Jesse. Jesse, we love you. I hope you're listening. If you're not listening, you're dead to me.
Hey,
but
Jesse.
I do love you. You're a great human. I can't wait to put more eggplant emojis in your pictures, and I just hope that...
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Jesse, you could totally
like
come out of the closet now.
Yeah. I was rolling at that.
Okay, so,
I wasn't, because they were my pictures.
But
yeah, it was bad.
When Fargo Live meets Live at 27...
You're going to get pooped on.
You're going to get pooped.
Give me money.
Or give me death.
Yeah, either one, really.
I'm not paying you for putting emojis on there. But from now on, I will just tag you in it if that's what you want.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh, what?
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's cute. She's asking me something.
Yeah, this is starting to turn real.
Something escalated in the room.
I don't really have a favorite movie.
Wait.
I don't watch a lot of movies. But I love The Butterfly Effect. That was a really good one.
That is a good one.
And Mr. Nobody is also really good too with Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Yeah, Step Brothers is the only answer, but it's fine.
I mean, Step Brothers is great, don't get me wrong.
My favorite movies, like growing up, were always like The Departed and Boondock Saints.
I love Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
Boondock Saints is great.
Yeah. I love Boondock Saints. I would like to sit
Norman
on
Reedus.
Everyone's face.
Norman Reedus.
In that movie.
Just
yes.
Norman Reedus for me.
I can't walk across the streets by a pack of smokes without running into 10 guys you've already... That's a quote.
Yeah, I know, because I've never had sex with 10 guys all at once.
At once.
Individually, though. In train form.
The most for Gary was 5.
It was 7.
At once.
I thought it was 4.
It was 4. It was in South Dakota.
Yeah. Like, Jeremy was there. He wasn't involved.
He just watched.
Okay.
He recorded the audio.
Yeah, so Intern Rachel, go ahead with some more questions for the boy and girl.
Okay, we have a few here.
Go for it.
We have a favorite condiment to smear on yourself.
Ooh, I like that. What do you want to put on your body?
Horseradish.
Made you.
Ah!
Oh, no. I've run so fast.
Horseradish.
So bad.
Mayo chip.
So
come on.
Bad. Mayo chip.
Yeah. Mayonnaise mixed with ketchup.
Oh, no.
Special. Fancy sauce.
I will answer that question because I know people want to know. The condiment that I would like to put on my body is good burger sauce.
Mayo chip.
Thank you. Go on, girl. If you have to pick a condiment.
I would say caramel.
It's so sticky.
Yeah. For the record,
yeah, but
it
dissolves with saliva.
Sticky sweet.
Right.
And
pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Pour some caramel on me.
Matt Becker would say sriracha.
Well, that's disgusting.
Just
okay.
Sounds painful.
Go on, intern Rachel.
Terrible.
Would you like Gare Bear to take suggestive photos of you dressed in a fruit costume? If so, which fruit?
Ooh. By the way, I'm Gare Bear.
Absolutely. I'd let Gare Bear take pictures of me anytime he wants.
In any kind of fruit.
In any kind of fruit.
Mango.
Pick a fruit.
That's
dude.
My favorite fruit. Same.
Could it be freeze-dried?
Probably.
I just ate that today.
I guess I probably most identify with the kiwi.
Ooh, yeah, because you're fuzzy.
Yeah, I'm fuzzy.
Because he's fuzzy and sweet on the inside.
Okay, well,
but also
girl,
slowly dying.
Girl, Gary's going to take photos of you dressed in a fruit costume. What fruit are you going to wear?
What kind of a fruit costume?
Just, I don't know, dude. It just
would
be
I be
your boobs,
the fruit, or would it be like a costume with fruit all over it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I'm curious. I've got questions.
Have you seen the Fruit of the Loom commercials?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. See, that was my thought.
So I would
costume.
Be a giant chunk of fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giant fruit. Look at that blueberry.
Yeah, pineapple.
You're going to be a giant thing of fruit.
What a peach.
Actually, I would probably be a peach.
Yeah.
Very cool. I don't eat fruit or vegetables, so I pick french fry. Thank you. Next question.
Is that technically a fruit?
I don't know, dude.
It's a vegetable.
It's got eyes.
Is it? Oh, no, yeah. Tomatoes are the ones where they're like, they're vegetables.
Hey, if anyone can tell me the definition of a veggie right now, that'd be dope.
Fruits have seeds.
Yep.
Yeah, just grab the microphone.
Are bananas technically considered more of like
we're
a
not
nut?
Listening
they're
to
berry.
The
are
they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you eat booty?
Is that from Matt?
No. Surprisingly, it's not.
Is that from Devin?
That's super surprising.
No. I need to know.
We were asked, do you eat booty by.
By question marks. Answer the question, Jordan.
Kato, Kaylin, cadaver.
Kayla. You dirty, dirty girl.
It's a yes or no question.
Hey.
I'm gonna say no, I don't.
Hey, do you guys eat butt? Hey, do you eat butt?
What's up with that trend?
I don't know, it depends on the situation. I might screw around and get weird.
I might screw around and get weird.
Either. Depends on how many white claws he's down.
Beautiful. I love everything that's happening right now. We can go ahead and ask a couple more questions.
Ooh, did you pick
Rachel.
Up the beer or the white claw? Or like a Truly?
Oh, are you asking what he's drinking?
Oh, I drank a beer.
Okay.
A PBR.
Okay.
Guess what she's drinking.
Guessing a PBR.
Oh my god, it's Lust in
it's,
Heaven.
It's only because you didn't have any whiskey.
It's true.
I'm really excited.
Oh, what just hit me?
Me.
Gary.
It was probably the microphone around your face.
It was just jaw dropping.
Intern Rachel, do we have more questions?
Let's see. Questions.
How many
questions are running dry.
How many people do we actually even have on there right now?
20 now.
20 now. So we've lost.
Oh man.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was like
Gary?
Getting upwards
yeah.
towards like
I
40.
My water over.
Yeah.
I don't know if I shut it or not.
So we're losing listeners, which means that everyone.
Can I get that?
Everyone hates me, and I'm
Thank
okay
you.
With it.
No, it means bring back the funny, Katie. Come on.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Velociraptor. Are there any other questions? Options?
Where have you been all my life?
He's been
hiding.
At Velociraptors?
Hiding.
He's been,
you know,
I can't see him.
Oh, well, I mean, you don't need to. It's fine. I mean, he's fun to look at, but I will let you know that.
And the right answer is Megalodon.
All right.
That's
yeah.
not a dinosaur.
It's from the dinosaur period.
It's a dinosaur swordfish.
Okay.
I was gonna say it is an ancient fish. What's an ancient fetish?
Like a megalodon?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Something that's been around for...
A sturgeon?
What's the... Or like a coelacanth?
Hey. I don't know what that is, but I'm...
Hey.
It's a prehistoric fish.
Hey.
They actually recently discovered it's still alive.
Hey.
Kind of neat.
I'm asking questions now.
Sorry.
Girl. This question is for the girl. If you were a band, what would your band name be? That's your DJ name. But that's
a band name?
Yeah.
I'd probably say the Queen Bees.
Oh,
or Honey Bees.
It's all girl Pokemon.
I like that.
I'd probably do Honey Bees.
I like that.
It's all girl ska band.
Oh, I love
ska.
So
that's what it is.
He hates ska.
Almost everyone hates ska.
He hates ska.
Even the people who love ska secretly hate it.
Oh, yeah. They loathe it. Yeah.
I love ska. Alright, boy. If you had to have a. What's the most embarrassing thing your parents have caught you doing? Boy.
For my mom, it'd be going to church.
That's what? The most embarrassing thing your parents caught you doing?
No.
Just say it. We all know.
No, honestly, I've never been caught.
He's doing it right now.
I guess my mom busted me having sex one time.
That's weird.
Actually, I kind of have a funny story for that.
I'm probably not gonna let you tell it because I'm pretty.
It's not bad.
I know. I'm just
like I'll keep it clean. that's fine. I'm over it too.
What?
Next question.
What three adjectives best describe your manhood?
Mine.
No, his. You said let's get weird and let's get dirty.
I'm uncomfortable.
I was told to make people feel
voluptuous.
Weird. Girl,
supple.
Girl, oh sick.
Engorged.
Girl, can you give some suggestions on how to in your
manhood?
Lady part.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't have manhood.
Yeah, lady part. Do you know what an adjective is?
Wow.
Hey, by the way, that's not me being rude. I just learned a lot of people after doing that Mad Lib stuff.
Can you give me three adjectives
to describe mine?
Yeah.
Mine would be
hilarious.
Wow. Excuse me while I just leave forever and die alone. Mine would be gross. This is so gross. I hope my grandma isn't listening. Grandma, if you're listening, please turn it off. Grandpa, if you're listening, please turn it off. This is getting weird. Mine would be warm, soft, tight.
Ooh.
What kind of tight? Oh, yo, that's tight.
No, like, I'm gonna suffocate.
Oh, okay, cool.
What is happening? I've had one.
I've had zero.
Woo!
Yeah. I have problems. Okay, do you want to describe, or you don't have to, I can keep going.
Keep me on the spot, but let her pass.
I would say, I liked your one. I would say, tight, magical, and fantastic.
That's what's up.
Is that
weird? Mine would just be laughable 3 times.
And very selective.
What's the most number of times you've pleasured yourself in a day?
Oh, that's a bad question for me.
That's a real bad question for any guy.
Yeah.
I'm here to.
I have internet.
Stir the pot. All right,
that's
girl.
What I did.
Can I have another beer too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fine.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
Eight.
Where'd all the beer
Eight.
Go?
Eight.
I guess it's a... Sorry, it's just a truly now. I don't think anyone's going to drink
basic,
beer.
Basic... I can't say the word.
Okay, well that's fine, because intern Rachel has another question. We'll just go ahead and let her
I was the only one who answered.
Oh.
The most times
I was going to ask if I can have another truly.
Oh, they're gone now.
Oh, sad.
Me,
sure.
They're gone. I didn't realize people had actually drank.
I'll share.
Okay. All right, well, they're fine.
Okay.
Alright, you guys, we have time for...
I don't know if you would keep track of count. Be like, oh, I'm trying to beat the last time I did this.
I was trying to beat my high score. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but you know
that was a thing.
Yeah, but you've never been a guy. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's gonna get weird.
Alright, we have time for 2 more questions. So, I think it'd be great if someone else just, like, asked.
Here's my question.
Thank you.
Alright. in the Wizard of Oz universe, which character would you be?
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
You know
I'm sorry.
What we're saying.
I don't word good.
They
are. Words are hard.
I'd probably be part of the Lollipop Guild.
Like the fourth one from the back.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's hot. Oh.
All right, boy. Go.
Sure.
I'd probably be one of the flying monkeys.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it just looks fun to fly.
Because you do what you're told.
Yep.
I'm Toto.
You're the dog?
Yeah.
You're the dog.
I'm the good witch.
Last question.
All right, we have Carly. Stark, what is the most exotic place you've had sex?
All right, you may answer.
Exotic as in, like, country or, like, place?
Just exotic to you, man.
Just, dude, yeah. Your definition, man.
There's one that's just gonna jump to mind. You're gonna be like, bathroom at the Denny's.
Also, I'd like to make an announcement. If anyone would like to go longboarding with me tonight, hit me up. Thanks. Okay. Can you answer the question, dude?
Yeah, we started talking.
Denny's.
Jeez, sorry. Probably South Carolina, on the balcony to my sister's beach house when she was getting married. When everyone else was sleeping, out kind of overlooking the ocean. It's pretty hot.
That was an expensive one.
All right, girl. I would probably say Costa Rica.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to answer.
Puerto Rico was my second.
Mine was out on a dirt road on the trunk of the dude's car, okay? That's exotic. Get over yourself.
No, I can relate to that. Like, dirt road, sunset.
It can be totally hot.
Breezing your hair.
Real romantic.
All right.
Mosquito bites.
Can you turn him around,
dude,
please?
Why does there not be mosquitoes if there's a breeze?
All right, so now what we're going to do is we are going to have our participants. I need to make sure he's going to turn around.
Turn around more. There you go.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to have them take off their blindfolds. They're not going to look at each other. What they're going to do is,
I've been so crying. Okay.
Why are you crying?
Well, okay, you so have emotional. Me laughing a little bit.
Oh, I have been laughing, you guys.
And it's sweaty underneath this
blindfold.
Yeah.
You can thank intern Rachel.
Thank you, intern Rachel.
All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to be...
It hurts to see.
Can you just look at me so I don't look like I'm crying?
Yeah,
I'm sure you're
pretty. Oh, my eyes are watering.
Aw, sweetie.
Okay.
Not so much that.
Just take that off.
Oh, they're not superheroes. Weird.
Okay, so what we're going to do is Gary's going to go ahead and he's going to read some promo. But the fun is they are going to, and I'm not saying anyone's artistic here, it's just the fun of it. They're going to draw what they think the other person looks like.
What?
After this hangout, you are now drawing what you think the other person looks like. Gary's going to go ahead and take it away, and you guys just start drawing.
So good.
Okay.
Did you give them the paper and the pen?
No.
Yeah, on the thing that I gave you.
I can't draw a stick person.
Yeah, you can draw whatever you
want. No, but like, I can't draw.
Well,
yeah, you can. I believe in you.
Gary.
Okay.
You have a lot more faith than I do.
This hour of music on KRFF 95.9 LPFM is being underwritten by DTFM Vinyl Distro. DTFM Vinyl Distro has hardcore vinyl and merch for the diehard fan. You can visit their website and shop online at www.dtfmvinyldistro.com for records, merch, upcoming events, store hours, or visit them at 4130 3rd Avenue North in Fargo, across from the 7th Avenue Salvage. That's DTFM Vinyl Distro. All they want is vinyl and blood. Yeah.
Cool.
All right, we're still going to go ahead and take a few minutes as people are drawing things and fixing things.
Dude, you totally made me cry a little bit.
I know.
I'm sorry.
So emotional.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging anyone ever on anything ever. Did I have any takers for longboarding? Or no? Is it because I wore the mustache?
It could be.
You just took it off.
It's fine. I'm just like here.
People might be intrigued with you.
No takers.
Okay, that's fine.
Lynn Harden said Jordan.
So. No names yet.
Oh.
God. Way to go, intern.
I actually said his name like four times.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Intern Rachel, it's her first time. She's learning. And now for the next time, to just, you know.
Not cuss on what? The radio.
Don't cuss.
You
don't
should have said radio blindfolds, to be fair.
I brought the blindfolds. What bad word did I say? What bad word did I say?
I said the S word.
I said the S word? Pretty sure I said shih tzu.
Alright, guys.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Hey, so since we're still waiting, I'll go ahead and tell you a thought I had today.
Like, T-H-O-T?
All the thoughts.
No, dude. I'm not like that. I just have, I think sometimes. Alright, so random thoughts by Katie G. My dad told me that I was a rainbow.
Yes.
And I realized that that is literally the best compliment anyone could ever see, ever get, because no one in the entire existence has ever seen a rainbow and been like, hey, get out of here.
I pointed at a rainbow and said, you suck.
And you're done. You can leave now. Thank you.
See ya.
But it was out of a joke because no one... Everyone loves rainbows.
Everyone does love rainbows.
Either you love them or you don't mind them. Either way, you know what
I mean? I just like the guy that's very nonchalant about rainbows.
But that's what I'm saying, though. No one's ever, like, sees a rainbow and is like, that's it! My day is ruined! I quit! I'm going inside! We're done. That's me. I'm a rainbow. You don't have to quit what you're doing, but you don't have to love me either. You can just, thank you. Are you like an artist? Or
no, I don't know how.
Just draw, dude.
Are you done already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a terrible, terrible artist
like,
when it comes
thing.
To drawing.
Like, just like do his hair and like do his like
no. Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
What?
That's not what I want to hear.
Just like
add
like his hair and
frown.
Like,
it's just. It's pretty good.
It's
like,
pathetic.
Is this really how you think he looks?
I don't know. I'm trying to just draw away.
Like, remember his answers.
I know.
Draw him as a cat.
Very hard.
He decided that he likes Shih Tzu style.
What? No,
that was me.
No, that was the boy.
I am the boy.
I am the boy.
Sup.
Sup a bit. Dude, we don't have that much time, girl. You just, okay, really? That's what you, okay. What is that? That's like The Simpsons. Okay.
Better than mine.
That giggle.
Okay, you're done. You're done. She's done. Can you hand that to boy?
I don't know.
And then here's the girl. Okay, that's what you look like.
Oh my
go.
God, I love this one.
Dude. Can we get some applause?
I mean, it's
yeah,
much better
sorry,
than mine.
That is. I'm sorry. That's my job. Here we go.
I love yours, though. Can I frame it?
Yes,
you can.
Yes.
That.
Beautiful.
All right, cool. You guys can turn around and meet each other.
For the first time.
Do I have to?
Yes. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little something about a wiener.
Turn around.
Is it love at first sight?
It's trash, but like I'm happy you see it. I have it.
They made me stop at the hair. She's like, finish this up. So I was actually...
Thanks. This actually almost looks like
Thanks.
One of your roommates.
It's like one of your roommates.
Jesse.
No.
It's Derpy. It's of course it's Devin.
It's
I love you, Devin.
I drew Derpy.
So anyways, Maria, this is my friend Jordan.
Hi.
Jordan, this is
nice
Maria.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You guys have now officially been on date one, and it only takes one date to do it. So.
Ooh.
What?
How many days does it take?
This is news to me.
I know.
Well, I don't think that an outside party gets to decide the number of dates before you do it.
I just think, like, since, like, I'm just, like, here, and, like, this is, like, my show, I can just kind of, like, do what I want.
That's just true, but...
Like, truly in your hand?
Truly.
Truly.
Just swing
Brought
it.
To you by.
Brought to you by, truly. But for real, thanks guys for listening. We're all going to go hang out now, so if you want to hang out with me, just don't, because...
Because I'm super depressed!
Depression!
Come find her.
Yeah, we're going to go have some Jameson. We're going to have some fun, but on the for real, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I think it was super fun. I hope to do it again, so if you're interested... in doing a blind date. Please come hang out. Everyone give it up for intern Rachel. Nate's clapping. Everyone clap. Give it up for Jordan. Give it up for Gary. And give it up for Maria. You all are great sports. But here is the biggest applause that you need to give, which is to me. Thank you. Everyone. I mean, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will be here next week because that's what I do. And I'm not very good at signing off ever, so we're just not even going to try today.
Thanks for joining us at Live at 27.
Boom!